What if I told you there's a way to become a CEO in months instead of years, with dramatically lower risk than starting a company from scratch? While Silicon Valley celebrates unicorn startups with their 90% failure rates, a quieter, more reliable path to entrepreneurship exists: buying an established business. This approach, acquisition entrepreneurship, offers the infrastructure, customers, and revenue that startups desperately seek. With baby boomers retiring at unprecedented rates and transferring an estimated $10 trillion in business assets, we're entering what may be the greatest buyer's market for small businesses in history. And contrary to what you might think, you don't need to be wealthy to participate. With around $65,000 in capital, comparable to a house down payment, you could acquire a company generating over $1 million in revenue, immediately joining the top 4% of U.S. businesses. Consider this scenario. You purchase a business generating $216,000 in annual cash flow for $691,200, 3.2x multiple. Using SBA financing with just 10% down, $94,120, your annual return on investment could reach 230%, far exceeding typical investment returns in stocks, 8%, or real estate, 9%. Even after debt service, you'd still receive $100,000 plus annually. But the real magic happens over time. Growing at a modest 10% annually, that same business could reach $3.6 million in revenue within a decade. After paying off your loan, selling at 4x cash flow could yield $2.5 million, a 35% annual return on your initial investment. Why do acquisition entrepreneurs succeed where startups fail? The answer lies in risk management. Small business acquisitions demonstrate remarkably low failure rates, only about 2% compared to startups' 90% failure rate. This safety comes from valuations based on actual earnings rather than speculative projections. You're buying something that already works, then applying your entrepreneurial drive to make it work better. Have you ever wondered why some entrepreneurs thrive while others struggle? Before searching for a business, successful acquisition entrepreneurs look inward. They understand their strengths, weaknesses, and what truly drives them. This self-awareness forms the foundation for finding the right opportunity. The growth mindset, believing abilities can be developed through effort, is the single greatest predictor of entrepreneurial success. People with growth mindsets embrace challenges, persist through setbacks, learn from criticism, and find inspiration in others' success. They view effort as the path to mastery rather than a sign of inadequacy. Ask yourself, are you more energized by revenue generation or operational execution? Do you thrive on building relationships or solving complex problems? Understanding your natural inclinations helps align opportunities with your strengths. Think of it as applying a SWOT analysis to yourself before applying it to potential acquisitions. This self-knowledge becomes your compass throughout the acquisition journey, helping you recognize the right opportunity when it appears. When evaluating businesses for sale, start with a clear target statement that aligns with your strengths. Four main value-building models exist. Eternally profitable businesses serve evergreen needs like plumbing, laundry services, or preschools. These provide reliable, subscription-like revenue with minimal growth but steady returns. Turnaround opportunities are distressed companies with potential for value creation through operational improvements. These represent discounted assets for buyers with strong operational skills. High growth acquisitions offer exciting potential but significant risks. Premium prices mean you'll face challenges whether growth slows, overpayment, or continues, capital needs. Platform companies provide foundations for applying specific skills to drive moderate growth, typically targeting 10% annual expansion. When defining acquisition criteria, focus on business type, product, distribution, or service rather than specific industries. Consider practical constraints like geography and size. Create a target statement. I am looking for a product, distribution, or service company with growth opportunity type, generating SDE range with any limiters. What separates successful buyers from the 90% who never complete a purchase? Discipline and structure. While online marketplaces like BizBuySell offer convenient browsing, your ideal business likely isn't listed there. The best opportunities are shown to vetted buyers first before hitting public listings. Treat your acquisition search as a serious job, not a casual hobby. Go directly to business brokers. They're the gatekeepers to quality opportunities. But don't limit yourself to one broker. Reach out to every intermediary in your area. When meeting them, you must demonstrate three things: professional preparation, financial capability, and clear acquisition criteria. Remember that every business is ultimately for sale at some price. While broker-listed businesses offer advantages, sellers are mentally prepared to sell and have realistic price expectations, you can approach companies directly. The key is knowing precisely what you're looking for. This constitutes more than half of an effective search. When reviewing opportunities, focus on identifying matches to your target statement while quickly eliminating those that don't fit. Move quickly on promising opportunities, as great listings generate significant interest. And while "why are they selling" is important, don't overweight this question. The simple truth is that for business owners, the biggest payday comes from the exit. What's the difference between paying a fair price and overpaying? Understanding that you're buying for future potential but paying based on past performance. The critical rule is ensuring the business can afford its own purchase price through its cash flow. When analyzing financials, focus on five key areas: revenue trends, profit margins, operational efficiency, cash flow, and total owner benefit, seller's discretionary earnings, or SDE. For smaller businesses, SDE calculations add back owner benefits like salary, automobiles, and one-time expenses to show the total value the business provides its owner. Most Main Street businesses sell for 2 to 3 SDE, while lower middle market companies typically fetch 2.5 to 6x, depending on factors like growth rate, transferability, and brand recognition. These multiples are popular because they're simple. If a company produces $600,000 in cash flow and sells for 3.5x, the $2.1 million price represents roughly 3.5 years of earnings. Even with sufficient cash to buy outright, using leverage dramatically improves ROI. Begin meeting with banks immediately while searching for businesses, focusing on those experienced with business lending and SBA loans. Remember that banks ultimately care about the target company's ability to repay the loan, requiring a minimum debt-to-earnings ratio of 1.25 or higher. The moment you sign closing documents marks the beginning of your leadership journey. In your first 90 days, focus on building trust through clear communication with employees, customers, and suppliers. Your initial all-hands meeting should address key concerns, particularly job security and benefits. Spend your first month conducting one-on-one meetings with employees to understand their roles and gather improvement ideas. Reach out to major customers before public announcements to understand their needs and maintain relationships. Consider accelerating growth through strategic acquisitions rather than organic expansion alone. Acquiring competitors provides immediate access to established customer bases, brand recognition, and sales teams. We're entering an era where entrepreneurship drives progress, perfectly timed with retiring baby boomers transferring $10 trillion in business value. Acquiring existing businesses offers a platform for growth without startup risk, enabling organic expansion, innovation, or further acquisitions, while creating meaningful work.